大家平安。
Peace be with you。
好，我们最近教会的读经进度在读提摩太前后书。
Recently, our Bible reading schedule takes us to First and Second Timothy。
那今天早上我们来看提摩太后书的第三章。
This morning, we would like to learn from Second Timothy chapter 3。
我们看提摩太后书第三章的第一节。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come.
这里保罗告诉提摩太，在末世有危险的日子来到。
Paul tells Timothy that in the last days, perilous times will come.
认识时候是我们生活中很重要的一件事情。
Discerning the times is something critical in our lives.
那在提摩太后书第三章，我们可以看到提摩太认识两种时候。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3, we see that Timothy discerns two kinds of time.
在第四章的第七节里。
In chapter 4, verse 7.
这里在提到他对自己的生命他已经认识到快要结束。
We see how he knew that the end of his life was coming.
So, 说美好的仗打过了，当跑的路跑尽了，所信的道守住了。
I have fought the good fight. I finished the race. I have kept the faith.
所以现在有公义的冠冕为我存留。
There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
他回头看，他已经应该做的都做了。
When he looked back, he saw how he had accomplished everything he ought to accomplish.
他往前看，
when he looked forward,
他发现人活着并不虚空。
He realized that his life was not in vain.
不但可以到天国，而且有公义的冠冕为他存留。
Not only had he reached the heavenly kingdom, there was a crown of righteousness laid up for him.
那因为他对自己的时候看得很清楚。
Because he understood the times, his own times, very well.
所以他要把握机会教导提摩太怎么把这个侍奉神的事工继续传承下去。
He took the opportunity to instruct Timothy how to how to succeed the ministry.
当我们年纪越大
as we grow older,
看自己的肉体越来越没有希望。
And when we see that our body is becoming hopeless,
那我们看到天上神的应许越来越活泼。
And our heavenly hope is more and more alive.
那个时候，我们就会越来越看重我们家人的信仰。
It is then that we will pay even more attention to the faith of our family.
我们希望能够把握机会带他们来信主。
We want to take every opportunity to bring them to the Lord.
把握机会能够复兴他们的信仰。
And to take every opportunity to revive their faith.
这是保罗对第一个时候的认识，他自己生命的时刻。
So this was Paul's first understanding about time, that is the time of his own life.
那第三章的第一节是对他当时所处的世代的认识。
Back in chapter 3, verse 1, we read about Paul's understanding of the times of his present world.
这里讲末世有危险的日子来到。
In the last days, perilous times will come.
什么是末世的开始？
When do the last days begin?
当神看到挪亚的世代罪恶充满。
When God saw how Noah's generation was filled with sin.
神说人的世尽头已经来到。
God said the end of man has come.
所以神造方舟。
So
God
told Noah to build an ark.
那在末世神要审判之前
，In the last days before God judges the world，
神的怜悯跟慈爱就是要造末世的方舟。
God also intended to build an ark in the latter days because of His mercy。
得救的真教会。
That is the church that leads to salvation。
所以得救的真教会建立就是末世的开始。
Therefore, the establishment of the church of salvation is the beginning of the last days。
那末世有危险的日子来到。
In the last days, perilous times will come.
如果我们看马太福音，我们可以看到这个危险记载很多是外在的。
When we read the book of Matthew, we see that perilous times can refer to external things.
国要攻打国，民要攻打民。
For example, kingdoms will be against kingdoms and nation, peoples against peoples.
有饥荒，有瘟疫，有地震。
There will be a famine, pestilence, and earthquakes.
这些都是外在的危险。
All these are external perils.
但是外在的危险顶多就是能够杀身体，它不能够杀灵魂。
But the most external perils can do to us is to kill the body, but not the soul.
在末世最大的危险就是会把我们的灵魂灭在地狱里面。
But the greatest peril in the last days is the one that can destroy our soul in hell.
也就是会毁掉我们信仰，这个是最大的危险。
The greatest peril is the one that can destroy our faith.
因此从第二节开始在这里保罗就提到末世的危险是什么。
And starting from verse 2, Paul names specific perils in the last days.
如果我们仔细看末世的危险是属灵的。
And if we pay close attention, we'll notice that these perils are spiritual.
有时候是我们不容易用肉眼看得出来的。
And sometimes they are not easily discernible with our eyes.
但是借着圣经的教训圣灵的感动，我们就可以看得很清楚。
But we can see them very clearly through the teachings of the Bible and the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那如果我们回来看第三章。
Let's read verse 3, chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
如果我们看第二节。
Verse 2. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
第三节。
3, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good.
第四节。
4, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
第五节。
5, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away.
我们仔细看这一段圣经。
If we pay close attention,
差不多每一句话在这个世代都实现。
We see that almost every statement is fulfilled in the present time.
那因为每一句话都实现，所以在末世我们要过信仰生活越加困难。
Because every one of these has come true, it is even more challenging for us to lead a life of faith today.
那我们就看这个里面提到几件事情。
Let's look at some of the things mentioned.
在第四节里面说，爱厌乐不爱神。
Verse 4 mentions lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
现在人活着最大的目标就是快乐。
The goal of many people today is pleasure.
连小孩子都知道活着就是要快乐。
Even little kids would know that the meaning of life is to be happy.
所以人生好不好，现在人有一个最简单的判别，就是快乐不快乐。
So the contemporary people measure one's life by whether they are happy.
活得快乐就是好的，活得不快乐就是不好。
If their life is full of happiness, it is considered a good life.
这是我们现在人的活的目标。
This is the goal of the people today.
那这样的人生目标会对信仰产生什么影响？
How will this goal, this kind of mentality or outlook in life impact our faith?
这里讲爱厌乐不爱神。
Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
难道厌乐跟神不能同时存在吗？
Can pleasure not coexist with God?
我们从圣经来看厌乐是属于世界的。
When we look at the Bible, we understand that pleasures are worldly.
那世界跟神是不能够两立的。
And the world cannot exist in harmony with God.
但是这不等于说我们信了神之后就没有快乐。
But that is not to say that having believed in God, we would have no happiness whatsoever.
这个信的神的快乐就是在神的恩典里面。
The happiness we have in God is a happiness that is in God's grace.
生活中充满神的恩典，我们在数算神的恩典，对神的爱充满着感谢。
When we count God's blessings in our lives, because of God's grace, we are filled with thanksgiving.
所以天天很感谢，心里很喜乐。
So we are thankful every day, and we are filled with joy.
那第二个，我们信仰的喜乐就是从神本身来的。
Second, our happiness or joy in faith comes from God Himself.
所以以赛亚书里面在谈到安息日，就是以神为乐。
Therefore, when Isaiah describes the Sabbath, he used the term delighting in God.
这个是我们追求的目标。
And this should be our goal.
所以我们来到教会。
When we come to church,
第一个我们查考神的话。
First, we study God's word.
领悟道理，这是一种极大的喜乐。
To be able to understand God's word is a great joy in itself.
第二个，被圣灵充满。
Second, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满那一种喜乐是世界上找不到的。
The joy that comes from being filled with the Holy Spirit is something that we cannot find in this world.
那第三个，在教会大家庭彼此相爱。
Third, when we experience the love of a family in the church.
所以这种彼此关心、彼此安慰、彼此扶助，那一种喜乐，这个是很大的满足。
Our mutual concern for one another, mutual comfort and mutual support gives us a great sense of satisfaction.
因此我们的信仰要从这个世界上这种世俗的快乐逐渐进到在信仰里面的喜乐。
Therefore, we need to go gradually from the pleasures of this world to the joy that we have in the faith.
那如果我们的心已经被神的喜乐满足，
If our hearts are filled with God's joy,
就好像我们吃了最好的筵席，你对世界其他的东西你就不需要。
It would be as if we are satisfied by the best of the feasts, and we would not have desires for anything else.
这是极大的一种自由。
And this is a great liberty.
所以圣经里面在讲我心尊主为大，我的灵以救主为乐。
The Bible states, my heart magnifies the Lord, and my soul delights in God.
这个是我们的追求。
That should be our goal.
我们的灵以神为乐。
For our soul and our spirit, to rejoice in God.
因此，如果我们没有追求在神里面的喜乐。
If we do not seek the joy in God,
很自然我们就会追求在世界上的快乐。
We would naturally pursue the pleasures of this world.
所以变成生活很注重娱乐。
And as a result, we always value pleasure a lot.
那因为我们的心都放在世界的快乐，所以离开神越来越远。
And the more we place our hearts on the pleasures of life, the more we are, the further we become from God.
这是一个末世的危险。
This is one of the perils of the last days.
所以在下面里面讲有敬虔的实意有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。
That is why the next verse says, having a form of godliness but denying its power.
什么是敬虔的外貌？
What is a form of godliness?
就是外表看起来好像是基督徒。
It means looking like a Christian on the outside.
每一次聚会他都到教会里面去。
A person may go to church every service.
甚至我们讲的话也可以引用圣经的话。
He may even be able to quote from the Bible.
但是实际的生活缺乏一个信仰的实质。
But his daily life lacks the substance of faith.
这个信仰的实质要实际生命的改变，我们才能够把它表现出来。
And that substance of faith is only manifest through an actual transformation of one's life.
那这个信仰的实质里面的一个就是以神为乐。
And part of the substance of faith is rejoicing in God.
我们追求到最后，神充满在我们里面。
We should reach a point where God fills us.
所以我们对世界的这些引诱就有一种抵抗的力量。
To the point that we are able to resist the temptations of this world.
我们看何西阿书第二章。
Please turn to Hosea chapter 2.
何西阿书的第二章。
Hosea chapter 2.
第二章的十九节。
Verse 19. Hosea 2:19. I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. 20. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
在这里神告诉他的百姓。
God told the people.
我要聘你永远做我的妻子。
I will betroth you to me forever.
人跟神的关系在灵里面是夫妻的关系。
our relationship with God in the spirit is one between husband and wife.
这是爱的关系。
It is a loving relationship.
这是一对一的关系。
It is a one-to-one relationship.
这是让我们能够极大的享受的一种关系。
It is a relationship that we can fully enjoy.
所以这里讲，我以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯做条件来聘你归我。
I will betroth you to me in righteousness, in justice, in loving kindness, and mercy.
所以神所付出让我们能够体验得到的是仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯。
So God has given us righteousness, justice, and lovingness, and mercy.
所以这个关系本身是一种享受。
Therefore, our relationship with God in itself is a form of enjoyment.
那因为这个关系啊，所以如果我们看二十一节、二十二节。
And because of this relationship, let us read 21 and 22. It shall come to pass in that day that I will answer, says the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. 22. The earth shall answer with grain, with new wine, and with oil. They shall answer Jezreel.
在这里神说我要应许应允天天必应允地，然后地就会开始有五谷新酒跟油。
God says he will answer the heavens and they shall answer the earth, and the earth will answer with grain, with new wine, and with oil.
所以这个地有很丰盛的收成，那个最原始的出发是出于神的爱。
So the fact that the earth can produce such abundant crop because of God's love.
所以人能够饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是出于神。
That's why human beings are able to be satisfied and to experience joy. And all this comes from God.
那对这个以色列民这个做妻子的，他的回应是什么？
And what was the response of the wife, that is the Israelites?
如果我们看第四节。第四章，俄西亚书第四章。
Turn to Hosea chapter 4.
第四章十一节。
Verse 11. Chapter 4, verse 11. Harlotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart.
这里讲，奸淫跟酒并新酒夺去人的心。这里讲两件东西把人的心夺走。
Two things enslave the heart.
婚姻最重要就是心跟心的一种联合。
The most important part of marriage is the union of two hearts.
我们跟神的关系是一种心灵上的一种联合。
Our relationship with God is a union of the hearts.
那这里说这个心被夺走了。
But here the Bible says the heart has been enslaved.
人有拜神的外表，但是人的心已经不在神那里，已经被夺走了。
These people still had an outward form of godliness, but their hearts were not there anymore. Their hearts had been enslaved.
那人的心跑去哪里？
And where have their hearts gone?
这里提到一个就是新酒。
And this verse mentions new wine.
这个酒是什么？
What is wine?
酒可以指的酒精。
Wine can refer to alcohol.
但是酒也可以指的世俗的娱乐。
But it could also symbolize the pleasures of life.
人整个心都是在讲怎么从世界得到快乐。
And in other words, all they think about is the pleasures of this world.
所以人的心就渐渐离开神，跑到世界去。
So their hearts gradually go astray from God and go into the world.
那这个十一节里面的奸淫又是什么？
And what does harlotry in verse 11 refer to?
如果看十二节。
Verse 12. My people ask counsel from their wooden idols, and their staff informs them. For the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray, and they have played the harlot against their God.
这里说我的民求问木偶。
My people ask counsel from their wooden idols.
然后因为他们的淫心使他们失迷。
For the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray.
所以我们就知道，所以这里的淫乱是指着人的心跑去拜偶像。
Therefore, we can understand that the harlotry here refers to the fact that the people have worshipped idols.
我们信主久了，大家都知道，我不会拜偶像，偶像是人造的神。
As long-time Christians, we all know that we are not supposed to worship idols because they are man-made.
偶像是假神。
Idols are false gods.
这个我们都很清楚。
We all know this very clearly.
但是问题是，我的生活中有没有偶像？
But the question is, Do we have idols in our lives?
好，那我们就回来看提摩太后书。
Let's come back to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章讲这个危险的日子是什么？
2 Timothy chapter 3 mentions perilous times. What are perilous times?
如果我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
人要专顾自己。
Men will be lovers of themselves.
然后贪爱钱财。
Lovers of money.
然后自夸狂傲。
Boasters, proud.
如果我们仔细看哦，这个就是另外一种形式的偶像。
These are different forms of idolatry.
专顾自己就是以自己为中心来考虑事情。
To be lovers of oneself is to consider everything based on his own needs.
这个跟我们拜神的心态不一样。
This is very different from the attitude of worshippers of God.
拜神到最后是要以神为中心来考虑事情。
Our ultimate goal as worshippers of God is to ultimately consider everything from God's perspective.
因为他是夫啊，我们是妻。
Because God is our husband, we are his wife.
所以我们对他顺服，这是应该的。
It is only right for us to submit to him.
他是我们的头。
He is our head.
那现在这个次序倒过来。
But if we reverse the order,
人专顾自己，以自己为中心在考虑事情。
Well, if we become lovers of themselves and consider everything from our with ourselves as the center,
以自己为中心在做决定。
If we make decisions all based on our own needs,
那祷告是求神来帮助我的决定能够实现。
And if our prayers become only telling God to do what we want,
那这个不是次序的一个颠倒吗？
Then that would be a complete reversal of the right order.
那这个就是信仰的危机啊。
And that creates a crisis in our faith.
所以圣经里面讲哦，神所喜欢的是什么？
So the Bible tells us, what does God desire?
要存谦卑的心与神同行。
He wants us to walk with him humbly.
但是这个在末世越来越难。
But it becomes more and more difficult in the last days.
因为整个文化社会从小教导就是说以你自己为中心。
Because the culture of this society teaches us, even when we're young, that we ought to be self-centered.
那这一种把人提高到神的地位的文化很难改变。
So when the society or when the culture has elevated man to God's status, it is very difficult to change it.
所以除非人在神面前彻底的往下降，不然神就没有办法往上升。
So unless human beings are willing to bring themselves down, bring themselves low, God cannot be elevated.
那这样，偶像在我们心里面，我们跟神的关系就不是很好。
If our heart has been enslaved by idolatry, we cannot possibly have a good relationship with God.
所以如果我们看第四节，提摩太后书第三章第四节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 4. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
这里讲自高自大。
Haughty.
任意妄为。
Headstrong and haughty.
也就是说，我想做什么我就做什么。
In other words, I do whatever I want.
我觉得好，我就去做；我觉得不好，我就不去做。
If I think something is good, I'll do it. If I don't think something is good, I won't do it.
所以我做不做是我自己的感觉。
So I base my decisions and my actions on how I feel.
那神在哪里？
Then where is God?
所以有敬虔的外表，但是敬虔那个实在的意念，并没有在我们信仰中。
So we may have an outward form of godliness, but the power of this faith of our faith is absent.
所以这是信仰一个极大的危险。
This is a crisis in our faith.
因此我们在这个末世的时代，我们要认识这是危险的日子。
So in these last days, we need to recognize that we are facing perilous times.
我们看第三章，回来看第三章。
Let's continue reading chapter
3. 第六节。
Verse 6. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts.
第七节。
7. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
第八节。
8. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith.
这个第六节开始啊，就在提到有一些人啊，会去啊吸引人，会去影响人，会改变人。
Starting from verse 6, this passage describes those who like to seduce and influence others.
那这些人他是有敬虔的外表，所以我们不会有太大的留心啊。
And because these people have an outward form of godliness, tend to let our guards down towards these people.
但是没有敬虔的实质。
But they do not have the reality of godliness.
所以有时候我们被影响，自己不知道。
So sometimes we may be influenced by them and we don't even know that.
因此我们现在这个世代啊。
So in our generation,
我们真的需要有很属灵、很敏锐的判断力。
We need to have an acute discernment.
在我们周围的文化、人事物对我们的影响是什么？
And be aware of the possible influences from the people and the things around us.
我们能够看得清楚，我们才能够不被影响。
Only if we're able to see these things clearly will we not be influenced by them.
不然有时候我们自己被影响，我们自己也不知道。
Otherwise, we may be influenced without knowing it.
好，那在这个世代啊，我们要怎么在敬虔上啊来操练自己？
How then can we exercise in godliness in this generation?
因为敬虔上操练是很重要的。
Because training in godliness is of vital importance.
我们看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 4.
第四章的第八节。
Chapter 4 verse 8. For bodily exercise profits a little.But godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come.
这个第八节在讲两种操练。
Verse 8 mentions two kinds of exercise.
第一个是操练身体。
The first is bodily exercise.
第二个是操练敬虔。
And the second is exercise in godliness.
那这里讲操练身体益处还少，是有益处的。
Bodily exercise profits a little. There is some profit.
所以上了年纪，我们大家知道，运动真的很重要。
The older we get, the more we realize how important exercise is.
所以运动一定是需要的，好的。
So bodily exercise is necessary, and it is good for us.
那为什么说益处还少？
But why does it say it profits a little?
它是跟下面比较，如果敬虔上操练，益处更大。
Because it is relative in comparison, Godliness, exercising godliness has much greater profit.
那什么叫做在敬虔上操练自己？
What does it mean to be trained or to exercise in godliness?
也就是说，不断的一直去学习，使我们能够反映出神的本性。
It means to continue to train ourselves so that we can reflect God's nature.
也就是说，像主耶稣一样行公义。
So that we can be like Jesus, practicing justice.
像主耶稣一样好怜悯。
And be like Jesus, loving mercy.
像主耶稣一样能够尊神为大，与神同行。
And be like Jesus to magnify God in all things and to walk with God.
那这个整个一个进步的过程就是在敬虔上操练自己。
And this kind of progress involves exercising in godliness.
那这里讲哦，有今生跟来世的应许。
It says here that godliness is profitable and having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come.
什么是来世的应许？
What is the promise of the life that is to come?
就是神在天国为我们预备的永远的荣耀。
And that is the glory, eternal glory that God has in store for us in the heavenly kingdom.
义人要发光像太阳。
The righteous shall shine like the sun.
那行公义，这是一种操练。
And to do righteousness involves training.
让我们将来在天国大有荣耀。
So that in the future, in the heavenly kingdom, we may have great glory.
那什么是今生？
And what is the promise of the life that now is?
当我们跟神的本性越来越靠近，神就越来越与我们同在。
When our nature becomes closer to that of God's, we will experience God's presence in our lives.
所以有的信徒在讲，为什么祷告这么久都求不到圣灵？
Some members wonder, why is it that after praying for so long, they still cannot receive the Holy Spirit?
我们都建议他，你从圣经的话，一直对照自己，不断去调整自己。
And we would advise them to always reflect on themselves using God's word and make adjustments.
当我们的心思一念，生活跟神的话越来越靠近，你就越来越容易得胜了。
And the more our thoughts and our behavior align with God's nature, the more easily we can receive the Holy Spirit.
因为当我们在灵性上越来越进步，神就越来越与我们同在，祷告就越来越有功效。
Because as we grow spiritually, we can have more of God's abidance in our lives, and our prayer becomes more effective.
那我们的体验就越来越活泼。
And our experience of God becomes more and more living.
所以主耶稣在十二岁。
When the Lord Jesus was 12 years old,
圣经说神的恩典在他身上。
The Bible says that God's grace was upon him.
为什么？因为神与他同在。
Why? Because God was with him.
为什么？因为他在十二岁的时候，他已经是一个很敬虔的人。
Why? Because he was a very godly person when he was 12.
所以敬虔的操练，这个是有今生跟来世的应许。
So exercising godliness is profitable for all things, both for this life and the life to come.
因此我们所活的世代越来越不敬虔。
The generation, the world we live in is becoming more and more ungodly.
这是一个危险的日子，因为这会同化我们。
And we are in perilous times, because we can easily be assimilated.
但是我们如果靠神越来越追求，我们就会越来越敬虔。
But if by God's help we continue to work on our godliness, then we can grow spiritually.
有今生跟来世的好处。
And it is profitable, it has promise for this life and the life to come.
那要怎么做？
How are we going to do it?
我们回来看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's return to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
在提摩太后书第三章，至少我们可以看到三点。
We can see at least three points in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
在末世危险的日子应该怎么来生活。
As to how we are to lead our lives in the perilous times in the last days.
第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
第三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance.
这里保罗说，你已经服从我的教训、品性、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。这个地方就是讲保罗本身是一个榜样。
Paul himself is a model.
所以在末世我们要效法榜样。
So in the last days, we ought to imitate those who can serve as role models.
所以在教会里面，什么叫做圣工？
In the church, what does it mean to do holy work?
如果我们把敬虔活出来，让人能够因我们在信仰上进步，这个就是做圣工。
If we can live out godliness so that others can grow in the faith as a result, that in itself is holy work.
所以在教会里面，你看谁有一个榜样在那里。
In the church, you can look out for role models.
比方说现在很多的父母爱儿女。
For example, nowadays, many parents love their children very much.
要学这个学那个。
So they send their children to all kinds of lessons.
叫希望我们的下一代能够很突出。
They hope that their next generation will excel.
那在社会上能够有成就。
And be well established in the society.
这个都是出于父母的爱。
All this stems from parents' love.
但是问题是怎么达到那个目标。
But the question is how to reach that goal.
所以如果我们在安息日把我们的孩子送去中文学校。
Suppose on the Sabbath, we send our children to Chinese lessons.
我们在安息日把我们的孩子送去学很多的事情，到最后才来教会。
As well as many other lessons. And then we come to church after all the lessons.
那如果每一个人这样做，大家就觉得这个是正常。
Now, if everybody does that, it becomes the norm.
那要守道就很难，因为大家都这样做。
Then it becomes hard to practice the faith because everybody else does this.
但是总是要有一些榜样。
But we need role models.
就是安息日是分别为圣。
Because the Sabbath day ought to be set aside as holy.
这一天是属神的。
This is a day dedicated to God.
所以这一天要跟神有关系。
So on this day, we ought to do things that are centered on God.
如果神的恩典在我们身上，
If God's grace is upon us,
我们不会忧虑我们下一代。
We don't have to worry about our next generation.
因为神的恩典在他身上，你忧虑什么？
Because if God's favor is upon our children, why do we have to be worried about them?
但如果一个人是敬虔的，神就会跟他同在。
If a person is godly, God will be with him.
这个是整个我们在考虑人生的一个大方向。
This has to do with the overall direction of our lives.
没有办法给我们下一代带来什么。
We cannot possibly give much to our next generation.
但是如果在敬虔上能够让他建立起来。
But if we can help them establish themselves in godliness,
我们的下一代就有今生跟来世的好处。
Then our next generation will have the promise of this life and the life to come.
所以要有榜样。
So we need to set examples and be role models.
这个是第一个怎么来面对这个危险的世代。
And this is the first way to face the perilous times.
所以保罗说你要效法我，像我效法基督。
That's why Paul tells the believers, be imitators of me, just as I am imitator of Christ.
所以我们在教会里面呢，真的有一些很好的榜样。
In the church, we do see many wonderful examples and role models.
虽然世界也很忙碌。
Even though they may be busy in the world.
但是你只要告诉他哪一件圣工需要你，到最后他一定会出现。
But whenever we tell them that this ministry needs you, they will show up.
因为他会事先安排。
Because they will make arrangements ahead of time.
甚至安排他的假期来教会。
They will even schedule their vacations around church activities.
那这个久了以后在教会就是一个榜样。
And the more they do this, they become role models in the church.
不要因为世界的事情做借口而推迟在教会的侍奉。
They do not use worldly activities as an excuse to not serve in the church.
有时候我们看到虽然有的人很忙每一次联会礼拜五都到。
Some people are very busy in the world, but they always come on Fridays during spiritual convocations.
这个就是榜样。
And that is a role model.
让人知道说很忙的人也做得到。
Because so that everyone else can see that even a person as busy as him can do it.
因为他里面有一个价值观。
Because he has a set of values.
那个价值观是建立在信心上面。
And his values are based upon faith.
所以在末世需要榜样。
So in the last days, we need role models.
所以我们看到榜样，我们就知道他可以做，我们靠着神也可以做。
And when we see how these role models can do it, we also believe that we can do it too.
第二个。
Second.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3,
12.
Verse 12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
第二个就是立志在基督敬虔度日都要受苦、受逼迫，就是要有受苦的心志。
We need to have the mindset of suffering persecution.
我们现在信耶稣真的是，你讲为主受苦，受了什么苦？什么也没有。
If we say we are suffering as a Christian today, we can hardly qualify because we don't really suffer.
但是等末世来到时候，苦难会来到。
But when the last days come, we will experience suffering.
这个来到有很多不同的形式。
And the sufferings can come in all forms.
一个是肉体外在的逼迫。
One could be physical persecution.
这可能我们到主耶稣再来之前都会遇到。
And we will possibly experience this kind of persecution before Jesus comes.
那另外一个是守道，我们跟社会的文化常常会不一样。
Another kind of suffering is how keeping the faith will go against the trend of the world.
你看但以理在王宫里面。
Look at Daniel in the palace.
那现在王要给他吃偶像的东西。
When the king commanded that they eat food offered to idols.
这个会决定将来他在王的面前是不是能够往上升还是往下降。
His choice will determine whether he will be promoted or demoted before the king.
这是极大的压力啊。
It was a huge pressure for him.
有谁不愿意在王的面前上升呢？
Who would not want to be promoted before the king?
但如果你要上升，你要吃王叫你吃的。
But if you want to be promoted, you have to eat the royal food.
那你看但以理怎么选择
？But what did Daniel choose？
啊，这个跟他的信仰冲突。
This contradicted his faith。
啊，他选择他不吃。
He chose to refrain。
啊
，to abstain、
啊。所以我们现在有一些事情跟信仰是冲突的。
So there are things that are in our lives that are contrary to our faith。
比方说，整个社会对同性恋的看法。
For example, the society's views on homosexuality.
啊，对堕胎的看法。
On abortion.
对罪的看法。
On sin.
我们会越来越孤立。
We will become more and more isolated.
那我们还肯坚持我们的看法吗？
By then, are we still willing to insist on our beliefs?
这个孤单的表感觉本身就是一种逼迫。
And that sense of being lonely is a form of persecution.
啊，所以在末世啊，我们要有受苦的心智。
So in the last days, we must have the mindset to suffer persecution.
啊，甚至在基督教界里面。
Even among even in Christianity.
我敢坚持我的信仰吗？
Am I courageous enough to insist on my beliefs?
我坚信独一真神。
Do I hold firmly to the one true God?
我不信三位一体。
And reject the doctrine of Trinity.
我相信独一真教会。
I believe in the one true church.
我们敢讲吗？
Are we bold enough to say so?
如果我们讲，我们就被孤立。
If we dare to say so, we will be ostracized.
这个就是受苦。
And that is a form of suffering.
所以要有受苦的心智。
So we need to be ready to suffer.
第三个。
Third.
我们看提摩太后书第三章
2 Timothy 3
15节
verse 15 And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus
这个地方说从小明白圣经
Here the Bible says you have from childhood you have known the holy scriptures
难道因圣经有得救的智慧
which are able to make you wise for salvation
我们看年纪比较大的人常常就这样，要怎么锻炼身体才能够活得很健康
？People who are older tend to be conscious about how to exercise so that they can live longer.
但是这里讲得救的智慧，就是要怎么做，我最后可以上天国。
But here it talks about being wise for salvation. That is how to live our life so that we can eventually go to heaven.
那这个智慧就是从明白圣经来的。
That wisdom comes from knowing the Holy Scriptures.
所以面对危险的日子，我们要深入的了解神的话。
So facing the perilous times, we must know the Word of God deeply.
那我们可以从神的立场来看事情。
Then we can judge things based on God's perspective.
过一个不同的生活。
And live a life that stands out.
所以在末世危险的日子，要在敬虔上操练自己。
So in the perilous times in these last days, we must train ourselves in godliness.
第一个要效法榜样。
First, we need to imitate our role models.
第二个要决心受苦。
Second, we need to be equipped and be ready to suffer.
第三个要明白神的话。
Third, we need to know God's word.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.